You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Often when we talk about revitalization within neighborhoods, it can feel impersonal, a focus on numbers from dollar signs to housing and jobs. But a homegrown organization in Sacramento turns inward, transforming what they believe are the connective tissues of community, investing in the people who call these neighborhoods home so that redevelopment doesn't turn into displacement. Unseen Heroes creates economic development by building an environment of local talent from entrepreneurs, creatives, to farmers and chefs, a network of talent that often may move far away to other big cities for more opportunity. The founder of Unseen Heroes is a local himself, Rashawn Davis. The organization works with local governments, corporations, entrepreneurs to retain the culture and the community that attracts investment in the first place, but too often gets lost and displaced. Rashawn joins us now. Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you. That was an amazing introduction.
Nice setup, right?
Yeah. Can I just take you around in my pocket?
Sure. Well, I met you when you were at a public speaking engagement for Valley Vision, and then we chatted after, and now you are here because of all the wonderful work that you're doing for the community. Let's get to the origin story of Unseen Heroes, because this began about 14 years ago. What sparked it?
So, origin story, we just love to do cool stuff for our city, you know, and we were seeing a lot of folks that were leaving to LA, to San Francisco, to New York, to Miami. And the reason they were leaving was because the creative amenities that were in those different cities, you could access them now. And so for us, we were like, how do we get folks to stay? And we just rolled up our sleeves and have been doing that.
Where did the name come from?
You know, it's interesting. It's like a backstory. You know, you see all those folks that get awards, at the ceremonies, and they name like six different people. And, you know, for us, it was just like, who are those people? And it was like, oh, those are the people that helped that person get there. And so for us, it's always about that service base with us. It's like, how do we help folks get to their spotlight, whatever that is?
You obviously identified that there was a problem. You were seeing your friends leave for opportunities elsewhere, opportunities that weren't existing in Sacramento, but could obviously exist in Sacramento. What did you see that was missing in the conversation of revitalization, investment, redevelopment in Sacramento that you wanted to fill and be part of?
Yeah, I think it's just different. It's diversity, you know, and it's diversity when it comes to culture, when it comes to race, when it comes to gender, when it comes to ownership, all of those things, like the diversity there, I feel like is missing a lot. And so for us, it's like, how do we represent for those different voices and those different viewpoints, those different perspectives?
And your organization has been called an experiences agency. And, you know, that has a lot of nuance to it, but that's the nuance that's really important to community, to culture, right? How do you describe what an experiences agency is?
Yeah. So for us, it's about creating unforgettable experiences, you know, and a lot of those start in our neighborhoods. You know, you can always think back to if you grew up in a great neighborhood. It doesn't even matter. You know, it's that point of those moments that you will never forget, you know, and for us, it's like, how do we create those unforgettable experiences that then link to, I want to stay here. I want to be here. I want to, you know, stay in Sacramento and develop and push my culture forward. So,
and one of the examples, you helped develop the Midtown Farmers Market, which you go on any Saturday now. It is just packed. And yeah. But you have live music, you have makers marts, not only farmers, you have coffee and all this different, beautiful, wonderful, delicious food. You know, so that is that what you're talking about? Those experiences where people are like, wow, I really like Sacramento and I want to stay. And on the vendor angle, they can actually make an income.
Yeah, they make money from it, right? And so, yeah, both of those things together is that bread and that butter that we put together and make like a beautiful, beautiful experience out of it.
Yeah, often when we talk about redevelopment, you know, the word gentrification gets brought in. What is the difference between gentrification and redevelopment?
So I think about gentrification from an economic standpoint, right? Like, you know, when you have folks that are looking at it from that standpoint of I'm just trying to make money off of it, that's when the gentrification happens. When the revitalization happens, it's from building within. It's building within these neighborhoods and looking at who's here, who is living here, who is working here. How do we create amenities for them to stay and strengthen from within and create those roots in these different neighborhoods.
A neighborhood that often in Sacramento, in the city, that often gets brought up in this conversation is Oak Park, mm-hmm. and your home to Oak Park as well. You know, do you think that's what happened to Oak Park?
As far as what piece goes?
In part, in terms of gentrification versus redevelopment.
I think it's a fine line, right? There's a balance of both happening. There are folks that are coming and have been coming in the neighborhood to just really get a piece of the pie, right, and get a piece of the profit. But then there's folks like us that are having conversations and making sure that those things don't happen and that displacement doesn't happen. So I feel like you get a lot of both when you go into different neighborhoods, but there needs to be more of folks that are like, hey, no, you can't do that here, or you have to be at the table with all of us in the community in order to make it work for everyone in the community.
Right, because there's a historical context, you know, when it comes to redlining and other racist practices that impacts the purchasing power or even the possibility today. Because even trying to afford a home, especially in the North Oak Park area, is pretty much impossible for a lot of people.
A lot of people. Yeah. Yeah. And it goes back to that land ownership, you know, and that's one of the reasons that at the beginning of this year, we started our CDC, which is a community development corporation, to really help bridge that gap and create these experiences and these things for market rate that don't have to be at market rate, but can also be a part of stabilization and community.
Well, let's get into that. How do you describe the investment model that you're creating?
Yeah, so right now we're working on all of that, but looking at models nationwide, you know, but there's ways that we can have community investment, you know, trust. So folks from the community can donate or invest. I won't even say donate, invest $5, $10, $100 to buying these buildings and buying these houses that are needing to be revitalized. And then they become part of the ownership stack. And then with the Community Development Corporation, it's owned by the community. And so then the community will have say in what goes inside and have support for the businesses that go inside. And, you know, it just creates a better space from mm-hmm. like within to build.
Yeah, I mean, you have a story, an example of that. You have lots of programs that we're going to dive into, but one of them is like the story of The Nest. What is The Nest? Because that kind of hits home to what you're talking about.
Yeah, so The Nest is a project that we're working on right now where we're taking a single lot and working with the city and working with a developer partner of ours, Julie Young from Urban Elements, to subdivide that lot into 8 units and then create a live workspace. So just imagine if you have 8 creative people, 8 artists, like together next door to each other, building and working and living together. And then that bottom floor is like their studios or their, you know, their shops or whatever it is. And then they live upstairs. In that, we've created synergy and community, but we've also helped on the economic side. So you don't have to pay like 2 rents, 2 SMUDs, 2 Wi-Fis to create, you know. And so that's one of the projects that we're working on getting off the ground right now.
What have been the challenges to getting The Nest off the ground?
Ooh, how much time do you have?
Yeah.
I think, you know, what we found is you can have these ideas. And I think this is what happens a lot is folks have ideas and they push forward with those ideas, but then they don't look at where the breakdowns are before. And right. So when we ideated around this, right, it was we can just get 8 people to come in and they're in the you know, position to buy, mm-hmm. you know? And so what we found, though, is like there's a hole that exists way before that, which is like having folks that can actually prove on like their financial documents that they make enough money, you know?
And a home loan.
Yeah.
And that goes beyond
exactly.
California, the state. Those are insurance companies or mortgage
yep.
companies.
And so when we saw that, there was a hole. So I, you know, we worked on the project. We had about 13 different people who I say would, if I named them, you would be like, no, they can definitely, they're the creative people in Sacramento. And like each one of them, because of either taxes or because of trying to prove that they make enough income, didn't get qualified for the loan. And so that was that moment for us to say like, oh no, we have even a bigger problem here that we need to solve first before we even get to the build of it, which is the financial stability and financial capacity for artists and creatives. Then once we have that going, the building is just a building that can get built, you know.
Yeah. I mean, when we're talking about ownership, there's an educational component to this. You know, when I was younger, I didn't think about owning property, right? I paid rent. I lived in an apartment. It's not inherent. You know, the value of ownership, it needs to be taught.
Yes.
And that can be lacking in areas where there isn't a lot of ownership.
100%. And it's one of those things I always say is, we don't know what equity is if you've never had equity before. You know, like people used to tell me all the time, hey, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, you should buy a home in Oak Park. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what I didn't know. And then I didn't know about the way that equity increases by 8% each year on your house. And then it goes by market rate. You know, those are things that I didn't know. But people said, like, hey, buy a house. But for me, in my mental capacity at that time and my financial capacity, I didn't think that I could. But now I know there's like home loan programs and all of these different things where you can get into a house without even having a down payment. But that's now, mm-hmm. you know. And so to be able to have that financial education for a lot of folks who don't have ownership in their family at all in any of the generations before, it's hard to get them to that point. So for us, it's like that becomes part of the mission of our CDC is to educate folks so then that way they're ready to be in position to then actually be in homes, which creates like that process of actually place keeping, you know, and is like anti-displacement.
Right. I mean, you learn the power of investment through hard learning lessons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now helping others who, so they hopefully don't have to go through the same thing.
Yeah.
And through that, you've created a lot of different programs that you partner with the city of Elk Grove, the city of West Sacramento, in addition to foundations and corporations and entrepreneurs. But one of them, we can go through them because this is the experiences that you're talking about that really leads people to plant roots in Sacramento as opposed to just stay here temporarily and go somewhere else. And one is the Neighbor Good Market. So yeah. Talk to us about the Neighbor Good Market.
Yeah. So Neighbor Good is our market experience, you know, and I look at it from a two-point standpoint. So for the entrepreneurs, you know, we're giving them access to space. We're giving them access to a lot of community and community that supports them by supporting local. Right. And with that, you know, they're able to make money. They're able to build their marketing capacity, you know, collect emails, collect that communication, and then grow that and grow their entrepreneurship. And then on the community side, we just always provide a cool experience and a way for folks to, like, you know, really connect with their community. And we're very strategic about doing that. It's like the way that we've built Neighbor Good was to actually focus on the neighborhoods that we're in. So it's not about having somebody from across the city come in and experience it. You're welcome to, but it's really about being able to walk to the market with your neighbor or see your neighbor at the market. And then so it creates that communication because in a lot of these areas, especially when you go outside of like the urban core, that's an issue as well. Like I'll never forget, I lived in Natomas for a little bit and I lived there for about 3 years. And on the day that I moved out, my neighbor rolled down his window and he's like, hey, are you guys moving in?
Right.
And yeah. I was just like, whoa, like we've been here 3 years and you don't know that we've lived here for 3 years. That's a
it's
problem.
Like living in a siloed existence,
yeah.
You know.
So with Neighbor Good Market, it's about bringing what's good in the neighborhood together. And we give, you know, always we give that access to the entrepreneurs that are from that neighborhood first and foremost. So in Elk Grove, it's Elk Grove vendors and makers. And then in West Sac, it's West Sac vendors and makers. And then we'll fill in from after that. So that one's really cool. You know, we're getting West Sac off the market. It just launched last year. And then we're going into our second season coming up in this next year. And then Elk Grove, we're going into our fourth year. So we've been doing
And it's free for the community.
Yeah. Yeah. It's free for the community. Folks come out, family, you know, hang out, you know. We have a beautiful experience, especially in the Elk Grove market. We do it at District 56. And so you can come out and just sit in the grass, listen to live music. It's really about creating that culture and that community here.
You have another component program, Be Well Sacramento, which focuses on health and wellness as well. And this is also a free event for the community.
Yeah, yeah. So our Be Well experience, you know, we do that in a couple different ways, especially in 2023, which I'm excited about. But we did a retail component to that. So again, just focusing on the services from the inside for entrepreneurs and makers, right? Like if you have a wellness product or if you have a wellness brand, we create with you, right? And it's about inspiring then the public to be well. And it doesn't matter which way you think about wellness. It's just like the inspiration and the push to be well. You know, it's not about like, hey, you have to do it this way. You have to find wellness this way. It's like wellness is a vast spectrum and you can find wellness in there somewhere, but be well. So.
And it probably makes it easier to focus on health and wellness when you're part of a community and you're doing it as part of an event because it's fun. Like, yep. I've done like yoga in the park, you know, and it's different than doing it in my living room.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
in front of like, you know, YouTube or whatever. But going back to Oak Park, you also have Gather. You yeah. have lots of programs. Yes. So talk to us about Gather.
Gather. That's one I'm excited to bring back in 2023 too. We've had to pause because of the pandemic, but Gather was about breaking bread with your neighborhood, you know? And so it's like we had this idea that folks that eat together stay together, you know? So it's about creating this space where there's a long communal dining table with a stage and beer and music and kids' festivities all coming together in this block party experience to create community. And it was cool to see, you know, Gather's a program that we've been running. It would have been 9 years, you know? We started that right when we moved over into Oak Park. So we had to stop in these last couple of years. So I'm excited to get that one back up. But you can see the impact of, like, community over there. There's folks that still are like, hey, when's Gather coming back? I'll never forget. I had my first date there and now I'm married, you know, or like, you know, I met someone and then a couple months later you see them at the coffee shop that's right there, Old Soul, sitting and hanging out. And it's like, oh, I met them at Gather. So it's just creating those connection points for folks in community to actually like build.
You know, we started this conversation talking about, you know, the potential for, you know, often with revitalization can lead to displacement. And we don't have to go far to see those examples. You can go to San Francisco. I'm from Los Angeles. You know, I look at my dad's old neighborhood. Yeah, it's been completely changed and it's unrecognizable. You know, do you think Sacramento, though, is in a better position to strike the right balance to help communities that are, you know, labeled as underserved, but to help them thrive?
You know, I think, and this is just my crazy thinking, if you know me well enough, you know that I think really, really big. I think that we can be a model for statewide, you know, and I think then that statewide, since we are one of the largest economies, can be a model for the nation and then effectively the world. But I do think that if we all work together in all the different capacities, we can help create a better model, which allows for people to belong, right? And not get displaced and be a part of the process. I know that sounds crazy, but I think we can do it.
Well, and you're already chipping away at that in big ways when looking at the neighborhood market. I mean, you're working with the city of West Sacramento and you're working with the city of Elk Grove. What goes into building those relationships and really explaining an idea that is, I mean, when you're talking about experiences, you know, it's kind of, it's what you accomplish is more of an invaluable feeling that people get. You know, it's going from a house to a home, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think that here in Sacramento, we have a lot of folks who really want to see change and would really want to do it in an impactful way. And I think that's what helps. You know, it's like the city of West Sac, you know, they reached out and they said, hey, we want to create community in West Sac. We see that there's a hole for that, you know? So how do we do that? And how do we do that in an effective way? Let's talk about it. You know, same thing in Elk Grove. It's we see that there's this hole. Can you guys come and help be a part of the solution? And so for us, it's like, yeah, let's build on that. But there's still federal, you know, people that we can involve, state people, city people. And then I always think about like the different, you know, community-based organizations and then down to like the folks that live in the neighborhood. There's a lot of different levels that we can connect. And if we connect those levels and work with them all together, then we're creating a whole different model.
Finally, going back to 14 years ago when you were seeing your friends leave to bigger cities, that could have been you. I mean, what do you find so unique about Sacramento that makes it a prime place for you to live and to thrive?
So for me, back 14 years ago, I had a son. He's 20 now. So this was about when, you know, he was six or so when we started our company. But before that, you know, for me, it was about just staying present for him. You know, and making sure that he had a life of having a father in his life and all of those things. And I think that was, you know, at the time I was ready to go, you know, like I was ready to be out. And then when I got into like all of my college programs, it was like, you know, San Francisco State, San Jose State. And I was like, I'm out. And then I looked at him and I was just like, I can't do that. You know, I can't do that right now. So let me see how I can make this place better for him and for me while we're here, you know.
I love that. Well, on that note, Rashawn, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you for having me.
Rashawn Davis is the founder of Unseen Heroes, a Sacramento-based organization that works to retain, invest, and build upon the culture and experiences that are unique to neighborhoods so that communities reap the benefits of redevelopment without displacement. Still ahead, the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe Museum, located just outside of Reno, Nevada, joins us to reveal their tribe's rich history as Native American Heritage Month comes to a close. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We'll be back in just a few minutes.